Annyeonghaseyo, Lilianaimida.
Hi, I am Liliana. Welcome to my podcast, Kid Drama Time. I hope everything is going good in your lives. Today I will talk about the drama called School 2015. Who you are?
That was broadcast, obviously, during the year 2015.
As always, I want to clarify that I don't know how to speak Korean and that also I'm not an expert in K-dramas. So, without anything more to add, I'm wishing you the best Christmas and a new year after this chaotic 2020, in case that I don't do more episodes this year. Let's start! As you know, first I will give you some information about the show and then I will share my opinion. Well, the drama School 2015, Who You Are, was emitted from April 27 to June 16 of 2015 by KBS Television. It has 16 episodes and you can enjoy it through the platform called Viki and others. This was the sixth season of the school series that began since 1999, but in which each season has different situations and characters. In Korea, it had an average level of audience where overseas was well received. Also, it has a Chinese and Thai remix. The main characters, Gu Yun-byun and Lee Yun-bi, were interpreted by Kim So-yeon. As you can see, she made a double role. This show gave her the opportunity to win the Best New Actress Award of KBS Drama Awards. Han Ji-an, the first lead, was played by Nam Jo-jung and Gong Tae-kwang. The second lead was interpreted by Juk Sun-ye. Having said all of that, I think that this was the second or the third kid drama that I watched. It was very entertaining since the beginning, but the villain really made me feel mad. She was so cruel because the aggressions were not only physical but psychological. In general, this is a story of how the life of Lee Yun-bi, a teenage girl, changed after she finds out that she has a sister. Yun-bi and Yun-byul are twins, but they have a completely different life and personalities. They are orphans and they were separated when they were child. In one hand, Yun-bi lives in an orphanage and suffers bullying in the school to the level that she considers taking her life. In the other hand, Yun-byul lives with her foster mom and goes to a prestigious school and she's popular. One day, Yun-bi's life changed when the sister that she didn't know she has comes to meet her and asks her to pretend to be her. I know that sounds like a tongue twist, but well, during the show we will watch how Yun-bi managed to be her sister. What really happened to Yun-byul after she asked for this strange favor? In parallel, we will also watch how the romantic life of Yun-bi gets crazy and the return of one of the girls that made her life impossible. As I said in a previous episode, I fell in love with the character played by Yeon Soo-jae, and I think that this is something that many people that have watched this show share. So, if you have a different opinion about this, you will be part of the minority. Also, this work made me fan of Yoon Sun-jae. In the K-drama world, there is something called the second lead syndrome, and this consists in people loving the second one in the love triangle and don't accepting the loving decision that the main character did. This is something that many people suffer each year. It's just a joke. But this really happens frequently because the main characters tend to have great personalities and it's really, really, really common to have love triangles in these Korean shows. But back into the point, this character is one of the strongest examples of second lead syndrome. I consider this as one amazing drama. The acting was good and the storyline was something that caught me almost immediately. I think that confusion with twins is always something entertaining to watch, and more if you add mystery and romance. I'm not a person that rewatch series or K-dramas, but recently I feel nostalgic, and because I wanted to prepare this podcast, I watched some episodes of the show and I remembered why I like it. Also, I think that the main song, Reset, is very catchy, and if you have the opportunity, you are more than welcome to listen to it. To finish, I will leave you a curious fact about Korea in a recommendation of an Instagram account that is really informative and interesting. The today's curious fact is that the word mouse and cramp are pronounced the same way. So, a funny joke that some Koreans do about this is that when someone wants his muscle cramp to go away, the people say meow, like a cat. You get it? Because mice for cats and because cramp is pronounced the same way as mouse. That also happens in this case. Okay, it is a bad joke, but you can hear this joke in the drama Reply 1988. Now, about the recommendation, the account is at Seoul.SouthKorea, where you can find awesome photos of Korea and also daily articles related to different aspects that have as a common thing Korea. So, without anything more to add, I hope you enjoyed this podcast and it was useful. See you next time, and maybe see you the next year. Have the best wishes, and I hope you have a better time next year.